breaking the law. Welcome to reallibertymedia.com. This is American Dissonance. I'm your host, Vincent Easley. We're playing live right now at rlmradio.xyz. Today is breaking the law. This is going to be a hard topic, but I'd like to talk about it. And Sean Anderson. Yeah, I've been playing here for pretty near a half an hour, some music, getting some artunication together. There's several things involved here that I'd like to talk about. There's some comments here. I shared this article. I think I'll start there, and then I'll back up one article, and then I'm going to talk about some of this. So Sean Anderson in Riggins, Idaho, faces 25 years now in prison after being convicted in the 2nd District Court. It seems that I have a limit. I've got one read of two here at the Listing Tribune. So after deliberating for just more than an hour, this a week ago past Wednesday, a jury of five women and seven men found that Sean L. Anderson guilty of felony aggravated assault. They say on a peace officer, but in the YouTube video of the courtroom there, the judge said upon a peace officer. So I'll clarify that. And the use of a deadly weapon in the commission of a crime. Anderson, 52, of Riggins, faces a possible 25 years in prison, which includes 10 years for aggravated assault, again, upon a peace officer, and an added 15 years for the use of a deadly weapon. That was in special question. So, 2nd District Judge Gregory Fitzmaurice ordered a pre-sentence investigation and sentencing for 1 p.m. July the 12th. Latah County Prosecutor William W. Thompson, who represented the state in the case, expressed satisfaction at the verdict and said the jury's decision served justice. Anderson sat expressionless next to his attorney, Mark T. Mossman of Moscow, throughout the proceedings, but he was led away by the deputies after the verdict. He called out, "I love you," to his wife, Sandy, who was sitting in the back of the courtroom weeping. Anderson took the stand Wednesday to explain his version of events on the early morning of July 18th with Lewis County Deputy Walter Wilkinson. A traffic stop about 2:45 a.m. culminated in a shootout between Anderson and four law enforcement officers a few miles east of Ferdinand. He had been at a friend's house in Orofino that night, Anderson said, but left there without his wife. While driving along U.S. Highway 12 towards Kamaya, Anderson said he saw a car driving toward him with his high-beam headlights on, which turned out to be Wilkinson's patrol vehicle. Anderson said he flashed his lights to indicate to the approaching driver that he had his high beams on. When Wilkinson stopped him and asked to see his driver's license, Anderson said he was upset because he believed that Wilkinson was the offender in that situation. He said when Wilkinson told him he had put Anderson in jail for failing to cooperate, Anderson decided to drive away and end the argument. It wasn't until he saw Wilkinson's flashing lights behind him as he entered Kamaya that he realized he was being followed, Anderson said. Under questioning by Thompson, Anderson acknowledged that he did not stop, even though officers tried several times to get him to do so. "I thought they were going to shoot me," Anderson said. "In my mind, I thought they were going to shoot me." When Anderson asked about the roadblock, Nez Perce County Tribal Officer Marcus Horton set up at the intersection of Highway 162 and Old Highway 7, Anderson said he thought Horton was just there to watch traffic. "What traffic at 3 o'clock in the morning?" Thompson said in Idaho County. During the chase, Anderson called the Idaho County Sheriff's offices and demanded to speak to then-Sheriff Doug Giddings in a highly emotional, obscenity-laced phone conversation. Anderson told Giddings to call off the cops and that the situation was not going to end well. "I told him to stop and don't run," said Giddings, who was called as a witness. "He was just going to cause more problems, but who is not going to stop. Giddings was on the phone with Anderson when the gun battle on Canyon Road near Ferdinand started. Jurors could hear the recording in which Giddings asked, "Are you still there? Sean, are you still there?" Under direct question by his attorney, Mark T. Munson of Moscow, Anderson explained that the numerous weapons found inside his vehicle, including two loaded semi-automatic rifles and a loaded sidearm with a bullet in the chamber, were items he carried every day that he and his wife used for deer hunting. When Thompson asked about the sawed-off shotgun Anderson used in the gun battle with police, Anderson said he modified the weapons because he might run into bears while out in the woods camping or hunting. I've got something for that to add, but I'll not interrupt this right yet. Anderson also said under questioning by Munson that he never intended to harm anyone, but that he feared for his own life because he did not trust corrupt law enforcement. But Thompson pointed out a statement Anderson had made 2 days earlier while attending a rally in Emmett, Idaho, that indicated a different frame of mind. On the video of that rally posted on YouTube, Anderson described himself as a radical and vowed he'd never get arrested again. Thompson quoted Anderson saying, "I've made my line in the sand, and I hope God watches over and protects me." Anderson admitted to making the statement, although he appealed to Fitzmaurice, saying he believed that evidence was not going to be admitted during the trial. Thompson asked if Anderson had not intended to harm anyone, why he didn't drop the weapon when ordered by officers to do so. "I looked at it as I was in a bad situation and I was going to die," Anderson said. I got interrupted there, excuse me. When he is asked why he didn't drop it, he says, "I looked at it as I was in a bad situation, I was going to die. So I was going to get it over with." Man. After he was shot, Anderson said things went black. "I spit out a tooth," he said, "and I saw darkness. I said, 'God, please take me out of this mess.'" This is from Kathy Hedberg. You can contact her there at gmail.com. Telephone number is 208-983-2326. This is from the Northwest on Anderson found guilty on both charges. It's an article from the Lewiston Tribune /Northwest/ Anderson and the rest of that. Anderson found guilty on both charges. I said to this when I posted it that it was a well-written article with court testimony that outlines that night's events, and Sean is facing 25 years, which effectively is the rest of your life. I failed to do a couple of things. So I've been gone at the highest point in Arkansas and for several states around. Mount Magazine just got back this morning. But I think I brought a frog back with me. I'll want to look this up later, too, that the YouTube video, I'm not sure, I don't know if it'd be Northwest Idaho News. I'll have to do a search for that. And what was the other thing there to look up? Anyways, I'll have to come back to that. And as I scroll on past, I'll not be sauntering soon in Tennessee. Grace, I definitely want to come hang out and go ride a river for sure over in Kentucky. Life goes on, and life rolls on. And there, as I'm scrolling down to very first, Vincent Easley, was born 2 weeks before I was, and 100 and some odd years, almost 200 years before me. Vincent Easley in Kingsport, Tennessee. There we go. I come back to this other, the video here, which I'll include downstream into the radio log blog page there. Sean Anderson had been found guilty of aggravated assault upon a peace officer with special question, a deadly weapon, and the sentencing is July the 12th. Oh, that's what I was going to look up right there. Well, maybe it wasn't, because I already had this one remembered. But I'll include this on to, which I'm not too sure I'll get to that today with preparation day today, that I'll finish building this blog. So it'll probably be maybe working on it Sunday and maybe Monday and come along after Hal, before Hal, or after the redneck dentist. It's just a little bit here. Here's this judge. He's got a mask on, gray-headed man with a black robe and a blue mask pulled down below his nose. And this is the Sean Anderson jury trial. 315 views. And this comes from... Scroll down for me. Spinning going on. Yeah, it comes from Judge Gregory.
We'll be back on the record. The State of Idaho versus Sean Larry Anderson. Idaho County case number CR 2520-1096. Record reflect that Mr. Anderson is present with his counsel, Mr. Mark Monson. The state is present through special prosecuting attorneys Ashley Jennings and Bill Thompson. The jury is present. I've been informed by the bailiff that the jury has indicated that they have reached a verdict. Before we begin, I'm going to have my clerk provide a roll call of the jury to set for the record that they are all present and properly seated. Could you call the jury roll call, Ms. Stickles?
John Spencer?
Here.
Julie Galvin?
Here.
Tom Bauer?
Here.
Derek Nuxel?
Here.
Jordan Thurcell?
Here.
Nicole Bolden?
Here.
Lane Pilot?
Here.
Kayleen Lope, or Pilot?
Here.
Alicia Julian?
Here.
Jerickson is gone.
I was just going to take a little breath.
Elijah Zeta.
Here, but let me try to skip ahead.
Mr. McKinney.
Let's see if we can just get up a little
and
bit.
And Brian.
I'm not going to play it. It's a 15-minute video.
Assault upon a peace officer.
Here, we'll back up just a little bit. Upon. Here we go. Believe this about right.
Mr. Monson, if you and the defendant, Mr. Anderson, would please rise. I'll have the clerk read the verdict.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Sean Larry Anderson, guilty of aggravated assault upon a peace officer.
Upon.
I'm out of breath.
That's okay.
If you have found Sean Anderson guilty of the offense, you must answer the following questions. Did Sean Larry Anderson use a deadly weapon in the commission of the crime, which you have found him guilty? They have marked yes. Dated this 28th day of April, 2021.
Duly signed by Ms. Galvin. Mr. Monson, you may be seated. Mr. Anderson may be seated. Mr. Monson or Mr. Thompson or Ms. Jennings, do you wish the jury to be polled? Mr. Monson.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that whether the jury be polled or not at this point in time. That means that.
Okay, so they're going to go through and they're going to ask each juror if they did indeed and find to those charges, and each of them do. Let me try to see where this ends up here. Let's go to 13:13. Here to the video. Let's see. That's about 3 minutes left. Again, the judge has the mask pulled down off his nose and past his mouth. Now, I guess I got to push play to do that. There we go.
I'll order it, and we will make contact with the Idaho Department of Probation and Parole.
Better back up a little bit.
I'll look for that time, sir. Let me just pull my camera.
Back up a little bit.
Work for the state.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Monson first. And the reason I've set it forth is the time necessary for completion of a PSI.
Your Honor, July 12th.
Pre-sentencing investigation, PSI. I think that's right.
Does that work for the state?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Monson first.
I messed up. I'm sorry.
And the reason I've set it forth is the time.
Let's bounce up just a little bit.
Really, I'm happy to.
Well, let's just look at time.
Okay, let's run from here.
Your Honor, if it's possible, the afternoon would work best.
That, I'll look for that time, sir. Let me just pull my calendar up. I have a final pretrial on July 12th, but I can move that. When we set it at 1 o'clock, would that be fine, counsel?
Yes, sir.
I'm an order of pre-sentence investigation in this matter done by the Idaho Department of Probation and Parole. I'll put the burden on Mr. Monson. I'll order it, and we will make contact with the Idaho Department of Probation and Parole. In terms of that, there will be a questionnaire that is standard with the Idaho Department of Probation and Parole for pre-sentence investigations. That is a new form. I'm not sure whether you've had a felony. We have a copy for you. Similarly to the past, but I can't tell you it's not the updated form. I want you to look that over and protect your client's rights under what answers he wants to complete and what he does not before he does it. That'll need to be completed to the satisfaction of counsel before submission to the department, which they'll want before they do an interview at this point in time. I am going to revoke bond at this point in time based upon the conviction in this matter. Until the instructed clerk, if the jurors would leave their notes on their seats, my clerk will pick them up and destroy them. Again, I'm going to excuse the jury from further service in the case.
Thank you, Donna. Yes.
Again, with the thanks of the court, the jurors may file out at this point in time. You leave your notes pads just on the seat. We'll pick them up. Any questions before we adjourn this matter from the jury? Yes, sir. Of course, you will have your cell phones back. What I'll do is I'll ask the bailiff to, you'll go at the main door behind you. I'll ask the bailiff to be in a second to go to the main door so he can hand you your cell phones back. Any other questions or concerns? Yes.
Is the public allowed for the sentencing?
It is a public sentencing. Anyone is allowed to attend that they desire. Okay. With that, we'll the trial is now adjourned at this point in time. We'll give the ability for the bailiff to go back and provide cell phones to the jurors. Anything further from counsel?
Do you have a sentencing on July 12th?
I think we're going to be flexible. I'm going to tell them that they need at least. I set it out far enough. I'm going to ask my clerk to tell them to have it with you prior 2 weeks prior to sentencing in this matter. Ms. Jennings, any questions or concerns? Mr. Thompson?
No, sir.
We'll be adjourned at this point in time. Thank you, counsel.
Okay, that was Judge Gregory Fitzmaurice on the Sean Anderson trial. I got a question. Okay, so if you're wearing the mask there when you're not talking, and then when you pull it down to talk, wouldn't that just like be opposite of what you'd supposed to wear a mask from if you're not going to be spraying stuff all over the place? What, do droplets not fall to the ground faster than aerosol if you aerosol your breath through a and around the sides of a mask? I don't know. That might be off topic, but anyways, it's just kind of questioning I had as I was watching there. Let me start here and see, because Ryan's wife, Angie Bundy, I got to tell you, I'm an anarchist, right? And probably don't even know what that means. Especially if you think you're an anarchist, or if you're not. But maybe you do. I think a few folks here listening do. I know one for sure or two. What does it mean? Well, for me, I guess it might mean something a little bit different. Did mean no rules. It means no rulers. Not to be affronted. Now, this goes in this idea, this thinking right here, in my opinion. And Angie says, he did nothing to investigate an entire matter. Fails it fails at the first fault or defect. The cops had no reason to pull him over from the beginning, so the entire attack was done by them. He only tried to defend himself. Her response to that was cops like this should be fired, and also that he was set up. She believes the goons seemed to hunt down patriots. Well, there's some truth in that statement, my friend Brandt. Yes, it was a setup. Now, understand, it doesn't matter, right or wrong, my fault, his fault, your fault, their fault, nobody's fault. Things work out as they do. There is a system in place. You don't like it? I understand that. There's wrong in it? Absolutely. Has it been presented and brought to bear for truth to have to show through? I think it has. I stand as witness myself. And that's why I'm doing this. I want to stop maybe right here and talk about Sean and Sandy. And I want to think back to our experience, shared and unshared and almost shared. I was going to Oregon. Logistics, that weather, it was below zero. I spent the coldest temperature I've ever been in was this winter here in Arkansas, 10 below at night, and it was zero in the daytime. And we went for a buggy ride clean to Shirley, Arkansas. It's about 11 miles from here on the mountain down to the river below. Well, there's shorter ways to go. And I got a picture I'm going to be putting up on my Facebook. Me and a tree. We're walking. I'm working on the words there. All that wonder are not lost. You've heard that. And you've heard people talk about can't see the forest for the tree. Well, just ask and you'll see. Follow me. And it's me with a tree from the back. And that tree's got legs and we're walking, strolling. Sean and Sandy, I met them in Vegas. They came for their trial there. I stood nice off to themselves there, looking for the right words to tell you about them. Very quiet and humble. And I spoke with them. I told them, they were the two of them are the final four there in Oregon at the Mayer Wildlife Refuge in Oregon, up by Burns. And I thought, because I had intended to be there, I thought, what would I have done? Well, I'd have felt like I'd have been there to the end. I don't think... Jason Patrick, friend of mine from Bunkerville in 2014, he left there. Now, Sean has said some things, and my friend Painter, he can tell you, and he videoed it. He's a hothead. He is. I won't go back over here and just look at this playlist here at YouTube. I was playing some of this music going through, some of the artunication that I'd thought to had bearing. And, of course, this stuff is a-spinning. Well, the opening was the theme there was Breaking the Law from Judas Priest. Every Bad Habit. So that's another song I meant to look up. Cats Cast No Stones. That's a good song, too. Every Bad Habit. You know, they come about. Hang fire. But life rolls on. Life rolls on. I got a song to play on the out, too, for Sandy. And bless her heart. Her husband, if you see people that fit together, that it seems like they're made for one another, that they're not complete without the other. That's how I would describe Sean and Sandy. And I really felt that I related to them in a special way. That I felt a kinship. And I remember when they were in Oregon there, and David Fry was getting that past the FBI and all their technical shutdown, trying to keep them silenced. And he was kept... doing the hacking and getting past them and getting out that word. And many of us were there with them. And it looked like it was going to be the end. Jeff Banna, David Fry, Sean, and Sandy, the last four there. Then Michelle Fiore and Billy Graham's son, what's his name? Well, slips me at the moment. They talked him out. Oh, there's folks that have bad things to say about her too, just like anybody else. But the fact is that she saved those four lives that night, that day. Sean and Sandy, their lives are forever, ever altered and will never, ever be restored. Right or wrong or indifferent. And lucky he doesn't kill. He was shot in the head. I think they shot him three times, put his eye out. I don't know if he got vision restored there or not. They call him a one-eyed fat man, I reckon. I was just over on True Grit Trail Pass there to Mount Magazine. Spent the last 2 days. I just got back this morning. True Grit. You know, there's a scene, and there's on YouTube. In the courtroom here, where the lawyer, he is a questioning Rooster Cogburn. You know, the man with True Grit. And right yonder, Kim Darby was the actress's name. Maddie was her character's name in True Grit. She was from Dardanelle over in Yale County. Had some good bottom land. Well, I was over there. It's a pretty nice country. And right there, like I say, True Grit Trail. Monastery of monks there from the 3rd century Rome or somewhere there. I think they come along from. Eventually. Not the 3rd century, certainly, but that's where their order was established. Highest point in Arkansas. Yeah, and I circled it. It was a half-mile walk up, but like I was saying, I don't know if I was talking about it when I turned the record button on, but I'm down to a pinhole in my foot. I've been from last October on the Appalachian Trail. My friend Dan out there, I got an ulcer. Well, I about got that done. And diabetes, doing sugars, doing really, really great. Got gardening going on. I missed my garden. My cat was hungry when I got back. Gave her a big can of cat food and a bowl of milk. I think she's pretty happy. Florida, Georgia line. I talked about that. Life rolls on. Here's a song. It's called Everything in Its Time by Corrine May. I didn't play that. But Hang Fire. Yeah, I was getting high on the high point. Arkansas. Circled it. Anyway, so it's just maybe a couple hundred foot from the top. Next time. Sean and Sandy, it's a sad story. We're fighting this fight. And you can't just throw yourself as fodder. You can't throw yourself away. Can't come in. Hogs, that's where I was at. Hogs indeed. He said bears. Sean said bears. But, you know, I find that a little synonymous even with talking about cops as bears. Hogs indeed, says the lawyer. He says, the hogs is rooting. How'd his arm get in the fire? This is from True Grit. How'd his arm get in the fire? Well, the hogs was rooting around. The lawyer says, hogs indeed. He said he didn't think he'd get a straight answer out of him. You can't go in after the fact and try to make reason for your action. You have to be preventive. Now, here's the hard part to talk about. What? 3 o'clock in the morning, do the police have the right to pull them over? Well, I'm going to tell you who's out generally at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, who will the police think it perhaps might be? Do they got tricks of pulling you over? Are they right? Are they wrong? Well, you decide. But the fact of the matter is, it happens. That flashing the headlight business, that's one of the oldest tricks. Get behind you and swerve and make you swerve. Drunk or sober, I think if somebody's swerving, you're going to be watching maybe cause you to swerve. 3 o'clock in the morning. There's a lot of speculation that I might have about what was going on when he left his friend's house and Sandy behind. 3 o'clock in the morning. Was he drunk? I don't know. It was reported that he... I didn't hear it in no court records or anything official, but I take it secondhand from Sky Reef had said that no surprise he was had alcohol in his system. I would think so. Was him and his wife a fighting? Maybe. I don't know. Why'd he leave her behind? I don't know. Well, listen. 3 o'clock in the morning riding dirty, if you got a roach in your ashtray, that some places used to get you life. Even a seed down in Texas. The fact of the matter is, there is a system in this world, like it or not, you can't fight it from the inside, and you can't fight it from 6 feet under. You want to make a difference? You've got to guard your words, first of all. And secondly, or first of all, I'd say your actions, secondly, or on the same hand, guard your words. Let's open more comments here. This is from the top of the article I shared. Angie said there comes a time when law enforcement should back off. Sean had done nothing wrong to instigate a confrontation. Law enforcement investigated and escalated the entire event. When Sean asked the sheriff to call off the chase, he should have done so. There was no need to pursue him. He had done nothing to instigate the stop or chase. I believe he is innocent and that cops are the perpetrators here. You understand that Angie has certainly had first-hand experience with her husband gone. It would not be difficult it would be a very difficult event. There's a lot of women with their men in prison for 2 years and better waiting through all this and for the government to come up, have been to found by their own judge, Gloria Navarro, to be so egregious as to dismiss all charges with extreme prejudice. And then they tried to try him again. They appealed that to the Ninth Circuit. I can't believe that they didn't overturn it, as corrupt as the state is. I'm a witness to it. I seen it myself, and I saw how the media is complacent with it. And so what happened? People like me, and far greater than I, by all means came Eric Parker's wife. Wow. Andrea, what a gal she was. She became the best reporter probably there ever has been. She brought all the facts to bear. I came for the first tier, Cliven and Ammon and Ryan Payne. I knew what had happened out there because I was there. And I'm sitting in court before the jury was seated, because I was on the exculpatory list, and when they were seated, I had to leave the courtroom as a witness. So I knew what happened out there. And they're trying to say, oh, no, 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 no. None of that happened. Well, cover up. You want to talk about crimes of the state? I've seen them. Connie, who joins the call on Saturdays. Rudy, thanks for what you do. Says to Angie, too many narcissists get hired as law. Well, I think that's true. They're talking about them being on power trips. I made response in here to Aaron. She said that's terrible news. And I said that Sean had made some terrible decisions that night, and it's very unfortunate. Bran, he said it never should have been stopped in the first place. It don't matter. Had he should have or would have, should have, they could have, it happens. That's the way it happens. You got them guns. Don't ride dirty. I mean, first of all, you got a sawed-off shotgun. In what world do you think that that's not going to get you federal charges? So, in many senses, that Sean is lucky that he is not brought up on more charges. I said from the beginning that there would be some sealed indictments, undoubtedly. And I think, didn't they open one? I can't remember now there on him. No, who is that? That's on Josh Martinez. More sealed indictments. Talking about whatever title you want to put on, folks, the Patriot Movement. Anyways, there's a terrible divide between the left and the right. And I like to cut right down the middle. Linda, she is a great gal. I know her from Bunkerville 2014, Vegas. Hey, if you're in Las Vegas and you need some real estate help, that's Linda Lake. She's awesome. This is awful, terrible news, she said. So sad for Sean and Sandy. Sean was a Facebook friend way before Oregon, and I always felt his compassion for our country and his neighbors. He is very passionate, caring, a good man, and this breaks my heart. She says, yes, and yes, Vincent, he made some bad decisions. Praying. That's the end of it for Sean and Sandy, except for through letters and visitation, either probably through glass or a cage, or maybe he can get his security status to a point where maybe that'll be. I don't know how it works up there in the prisons, so they might have conjugal visits to think that they might likely never be able to touch one another again. Terrible, right? We have to think about what we do before we do it. Don't give yourself up. We heard what he had to say. He was in a terrible state of mind, and it compounded. Was alcohol involved? I don't know that, but I hear it was. I don't know. That's generally where that goes. Dope, booze, sure don't mix very well in many relationships. I don't know what else I can say. I really relate with them. I feel for them deeply. Just because I have some things to say that some people might not want to hear, it doesn't mean I'm against them. There he's gone. But life rolls on. What happens now? From every bad habit and breaking the law, it all comes down, brings us to where we bear. Sandy, I want to play this song for you. I like George Strait. Some of y'all might not like this country music. I do. I'm just a damn old hillbilly anyways. You know, look, country's country wherever you go. And I've been all across this nation, all but four states, two in the continental. You know what I find? People are people wherever you go. I think I stole them words too, for sure, off the song. Paraphrase plagiarist. Yeah, you know, country folks, they like to be left alone. And the way this world's going, it's getting harder and harder to get through life without somebody trying to tell you what to do. Well, what's a country boy to do? Run. Run. And I'm afraid it's too late now, but this is where you should have been going, son. The other way. And open it up. I'm going to play this on the recording, and I'll shut her down at that point and give some outro here for Real Liberty Media if I get this thing to open. Come here, George. Open sesame. Is this for you, Sandy? Sean?
There's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas. I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there, you ought to be. So catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up. On the gas and off the clutch, leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush, so baby, run. You ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy, take a truck, take a Chevy, baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town. Why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down. Go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't. Find a truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush, so baby, run.
Don't run from it. Run to it. James Freeland asked me, what was I against? When I started radio, second show I did. Look at here. It's been, 8 years and 1 week ago today. My first broadcast at UCY. February, as many years ago, was my very first broadcast. I stood in for Dr. Carpenter. She just passed. I've yet to recover the file of my first show I did. I was going to do that last week in her honor, in remembering her. There's a benefit on the 1st of, or the 30th of the last month that was, for a benefit for political prisoner Todd Engel. A lot of folks turned out for that. Thanks for standing, Todd Engel. Dr. Carpenter Antonella is survived by her daughter, Wendy, Donna Simmons, and son-in-law, Randy Simmons, her three grandchildren, brother, nephews. Tomorrow, there's a memorial service will be held for her at Bemar Chapel in Bixby, Oklahoma at 12 p.m. It's at the shodfuneralservice.com. Rest in peace, doctor. She alleviated cancer. You know what she did? injected food coloring into a tumor and used a laser to heat that up to where it killed the cancerous tumor but did not affect any of the other healthy living tissue. So they charged her with dispensing a medicine without a license, and something to that effect, very close. About Little Rock, here in Little Rock, Arkansas. You're under here, so she went to Tulsa. That's my hometown, T-Town. You're under there. She spent many years on house arrest after her trial. Thank God they didn't send her to prison to languish away there. She passed after a hard year, past year here, complications of diabetes. She'd lived a good long life. She did a lot of good things. She was born the 29th of August, 1944. She passed away April the 26th of 2021. I have this, the following, it was published on February the 14th of 2016. We did a show together, Dr. Carpenter, I, and Randy Simmons. It's on YouTube. I think I'll include this into the radio blog. And like I said, I was going to do this show for her last week, and I've been spending a lot of time outdoors, and now I'm interrupting the interim again with American Dissonance. So this is Friday, the 7th of May. Tomorrow, we got the Redneck Dentist at 5 p.m. Eastern. Doc Mike, come on and listen. This guy's got some horse sense. He's out there on the left coast in Oregon. Around some other great folks I know there. Hey, Cowboy Tech, Hal Anthony. He comes along Sunday. Sunday's at noon o'clock Pacific out there. That's 3 p.m. Eastern for the Yanks. I'm listening. Just kidding. Y'all all right. I've met some pretty fine folks up in Yankee Land. I think I found more rednecks in Ohio than I ever did in all of Texas, for sure. Hey, Grimner's playing the blues before that, Tad. 9 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, 10 o'clock here for me in the Central Time Zone. Playing some blues. And you got some fast fingers? Come on along, because we're playing trivia right here, Real Liberty Media. That's on rlmradio.xyz. You can join in the chat right there. After that, I've got to know. Grimner, I'm coming over here to chat to ask you. What's up with Gary? Have you heard from Gary and Gigi's Boo? They was doing the countdown after Hal, which is at 5 p.m. Eastern. Noon Eastern. Yeah, thank you. Noon Eastern for the blues. I think I lost track of time there. 11 o'clock my time. Grimner. So I'll let this catch up to you. Oh, okay. All right. He forgot. Last week was a planned week off for Gary. He forgot. Thank you, sir. All right. So then we come back with It's All Connected on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern with that girl way over there in Denmark, Circle Line, friend of mine, and the curator of this museum that we've got here, Grimner, from Albuquerque. Not really. He's kind of close. Yeah, he's kind of screwy. Took a left turn. Should have took that left turn in Albuquerque. But there he is. Then we're going to roll on around to Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And that is Free Your Mind with Grimner and Moose Girl. And I'll be back, I suspect, next Friday at noon Central. It's a time and location right here at Real Liberty Media with me, Vinny. I'm your host, baby. I ain't got the most, but... Hey, radio writing, it sounds great, it's less filling. You know, there's a lot more I was going to talk about, but I've talked so long. I've about wrapped into an hour for about 10 minutes worth, probably. That's the way it be. Never met a stranger. Had a great time 2 days out, camping, sitting on the lake, Cove Lake, and went up to Pinnacle, not Pinnacle, that was before then, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, places I've never been, roads less traveled. Took some new roads today coming home. Pretty great. Loving life. Don't run from it. Run to it. A walk, stride. Just be in it. Don't get taken out. It's 13 minutes after. I'm going to come up here and put a stop to this. I'd like to thank y'all for listening. Come on and check out the schedule. I told it what you was. It should be along. No, I told you what it was. So you should come along and give us a listen. Some great folks over here. Thanks again, folks. We'll see you next time.